Nida Yerushalmi corresponding to Nida Babli Daf Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Beis from the Beis. We are 6 lines after the Mishnah, right in the middle of the page. Tani Shalosh Basulos. Tani Shalosh Basulos Hein Basulos Adam Basulos Shikma or Basulos Aretz. Vaisa says there are 3 cases of Basulos: Basulos Adam, Basulos Sycamore, and Basulos Aretz, as we're going to explain. Basulos Adam, Kol Shelo Nivla, Miyameha. Basulos Shikma, Kol Shelo Nixasa, Miyameha. Basulos Aretz, Kol Shelo Nechoretz Ba, Miyameha. Basulos Adam is any girl who never had relations. Basulos Sycamore is one that was never cut. Basulos Aretz is that it had never had a furrow made. Rishim Ben Gamliel Omer, Kol She'ein Ba Acharetz. Rishim Ben Gamliel says any land that does not have a groove now. Vafilu Nisis, Vafilu Ivira, Vafilu Meinika, Vafilu Shefas Kol Sheva, Lezocha V'chol Abarasa, and Nekeva. Basulos Damim is even if she married, even if she became pregnant, even if she nurses, even if she spurts blood all 7 days before birth of a male, or all 14 days before a female. V'kasma V'yadeha. The Gemara asks, does she have witchcraft to know that if she will give birth to a male or female? Shah Shu Zacha Shiva, Shah Shu Nekeva, Jeh Nekeva Yudalad. The answer is when her baby is a male, she spurted 7 days of Tumas Yoledes after the birth, and when her baby is a female, 14. V'yish Efsika Dam Toya. We saw that a nursing woman is Da'ashata when she ceased seeing blood during the days of Dam Toho. However, if she saw during Dam Toho, even though it was not Matameho, she's not a Basulos Damim. Ka'ado Datani Hefsika Dam Toho V'levasa V'chakach Vasa V'ba Masa Lefnei Chachamim V'omu Da'ashata. The source is that this is like what was taught, that if her days of Dam Toho finished and she did not see, and after she saw, the case came in front of the Chacham and they said that she is Da'ashata. Adata de Rav, Dehu Amar Mayan Echad, who Shatera Tira Oisoi Nicha. The Gemara asks, according to Rav, who says that there is one Mayan, which means the source of Dam Nida and Dam Toho come from the same source, just the Torah was retired during the days of Dam Toho, then this is fine, because had she seen during the days of Toho, she would not be Da'ashata. Adata de Yanai, Dehu Amar Mayan Echad, who Elashuhu Mishtane Yos. According to Biyanai, who says that there is one Mayan, but it changes from Dam Tami to Dam Toho and back, this is fine. Vazir de Levi, Duhu Omao, Shnei Mayanosei Nefilo Yefsika Dam Taya de Da'ashata. However, according to Levi, who says that there are 2 Mayanos, 2 sources, even if she did not cease seeing during the days of Dam Toho, she should be Da'ashata, because what she saw was not Dam Nida. Amr Bimana, Taima de Levi, Shmitirshihi, Misrageles, Bedamim, Tahirim, Imsrageles, Bedam, Tameim. Bimana answered that Levi holds that since she's accustomed to seeing Toho Dam, she gets used to seeing Tamei Dam and does not distinguish between them. Amr Biyosi, Birubun, Yochel, Levi, Potala, Minador, the Taninan, Biyosi Oimem, Uberus, Menika, Shavu Alen, Shalosh Oinus, Dan Shaton, Bataniala, Yemei Bua, Yemei Minikusa, Estalfim, Lasholosh Oinus. Bithu of Bun asked the question, therefore, Levi can answer an implied question from the Mishnah. In Mishnah Hey, it says, Rabbi Yossi says, a pregnant or nursing woman who had 3 periods of 30 days without blood is Da'ashata, and it was taught about this in the Tosefta that the days of her pregnancy and her nursing join to 3 periods. According to Levi, it's irrelevant whether or not she ceased at the beginning of nursing, which is during the days of Dam Tar, because any blood then is not from the source of Dam Nida. The Hu Sava Mayan Echad. So the answer is that the Tana holds that there is one Mayan. Ad Kama Hu Hakarasa Uba. How long is it until the fetus is recognized? Zimchus Omar Mishim Rimeh Ad Shlesha Chadoshim Ava Pisha Ein Raila Dava Zeich La Dava Vahi Ke Mishalosh Chadoshim Vigayme. Zimchus quoted Rimeh answered it's 3 months, even though there's no proof. There's a support from the Pasuk that says in Bereishis Lamed Ches Pasuk Chof Daled, and it was like 3 months, means people saw that Tamar was pregnant at that point. Amar Rabbi Yudin, Vafilim Uberes, Ruach, Harini Chalanu, Kamai Yaldanu, Ruach, Taru, Hashash, Taldu, Kash, Vigayme. Rabbi Yudin says that even if a woman was pregnant with mere air, and she was assumed to be pregnant and saw blood, and nothing came out, she is Da'ashata. And we quote the Pasuk in Yishai, Pech, Rofov, Pasuk Yudches, we conceived, we shuddered as though we bore wind. That it's called a pregnancy, and it also says in Perek Lamagil Pasuk Yud Aleph there you shall conceive chaff, you shall bear stubble, etc. They were quoting Rabbi Abba Zutra, quoting Rabbi Hanina, quoting Rabbi Chiya Ruba, said, even the majority of the first month, the majority of the last of the three, and the entire middle month is enough to be recognized. Asi Amar, Tishim Yom Shleimim. Asi says, it's a full 90 days. Shmuel Amar, Hein Ve'ibu Rehen. Shmuel said it must be 3 months, with their Iburim, which means the 30th day, if the month was full. Normally every other month is full. Asa Uvda, Kaimi Rabbanan, the Taman, Rehadin, Imshlesha Asa, Mina Rishoin, Vishiva Asa Mina Achoin, Oshiva Asa Mina Rishoin, Ushlesha Asa Mina Achoin, Nahamisha, Shleimim, the Emsa, Bikshu, Liga Bevlad, Mishum Safek Mamzirus. A case occurred in front of Rabbanon there in Bavel. There was a woman whose husband was away for more than 3 months, and she gave birth 6 months after he returned. We don't know if there were 13 days from the first month and 17 from the last, or 17 from the first and 13 from the last, and 5 4 months in the middle. He wanted to consider the child as suffering mamzer because it was likely that he was not from her husband. I'm alone, Rav Nachman by Yaakov, Gadin Uvda, Asakami Abba ba Achsha. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak told them that such a case came in front of Abba Ba'ba, and he was Machshir. Abba Ba'ba, Palik al Shmuel Bari, that Abba Ba'ba argued with his son Shmuel, who required 4 months. And Rabbi Abba, Shnihi, Hakos Ha'uba, Shnihi, Leidosai, Hakos Ha'uba, Lechadoshim, Shleimim, Leidosai, Lechadoshim, Mekutoim. Rabbi Abba answered, no, the time needed to recognize the fetus is unlike the time needed for birth. Recognizing the fetus is after 3 full months, birth is after 7 or 9 truncated months. Taman Taninan, Kamehi, Kishuya. The Mishnah says over there, how much is Kishuya means days of pain and blood before birth, during which we attribute blood to the birth and not making her a zava. But Meir Omer, Afilu Arba'im V'Chamishim Yom. But Meir answers, we do so even 40 or 50 days before the birth. Rav Yehuda Omer, Daya Chadosha. Rav Yehuda answers, her last month of pregnancy suffices. Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon Omerim, Ein Kishu Yosem Mishtei Shabbosos. And the third answer is Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon, who say that this Kishu, this days of pain and blood, is not more than 2 weeks. Rav Yosi v'Shem Rabbi Abba Zoyse Meres Sha'ishu Yeledes Echadoshim Kutoim V'Leikein Nisni Shloshim Yoim. Rav Yosi quoting Rabbi Abba infers that this teaches that a woman gives birth after truncated months. If not, Rav Yosi should say 30 days. Rav Yosi v'Abun Zoyse Meres Sha'ishu Yeledes Echadoshim Shleimim V'Taninan Da'Echadosha. And Rav Yosi v'Abun rejects that this teaches that a woman gives birth after 4 months, because Rav Yehuda taught her month suffices, means her last month is always full. Rav Yehuda by Seif Dava ad Chetelet. Rav Yehuda asked, is the law of Kishu only for a proper birth? Lai afila pila. The Gemara answers no, even if it was a miscarriage. Am Rav Yimana, Shammis b'shem Shmuel, he akasa uba, he leidosai v'leis ana yada min ma Shammis. Rav Yimana says that I heard in the name of Shmuel that recognizing the fetus is just like his birth, both require 4 months. I don't know from whom I heard this in the name of Shmuel. Am Rabbi Abba Bar Koyen, Koyen Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yomia, Amma. Abba Bar Koyen in front of Rabbi Yosi said that it was Rabbi Yomia that said it. Amalei Rabbi Chizkiah, Le Amma Rabbi Yomia. Rabbi Chizkiah said in front of Rabbi Yosi that Rabbi Yomia did not say it. Be'ikbid, Rabbi Yosi, Le Kevlei, Amma, Il Yoshua, Shayakosha, Le Moshe, Le Hava Amma Kain, Behu Amma Kain. Rabbi Yosi was upset at Rabbi Chizkiah for saying this. He said, if Yeshua, who was tied to Moshe, would not say so, that means that Moshe didn't say something, because perhaps he said so when Yeshua wasn't there. And Rav Chizkiah, who was not tied to Rabbi Yomia, says that Rabbi Yomia never said so. Chazav Amma ain't in Amma, ela ke'enish, deshama, mila, emakshiala, va'abba ba'abba, palig, al shmul bre. Rav Chizkiah retracted and said, yes, he said so, rather, I am like a man who heard a matter and challenged it. Does Abba ba'abba argue with his son Shmuel? Rabbi Rachi b'shem Shmuel, la'olam ina ish yoledes ela li reish ayin aleph, or le reish ayin beis, or le reish ayin gimel, or le reish ayin dalad. Rabbi Rachi, quoting Shmuel, said that a woman gives birth exactly 271, 272, 273, or 270-40 days from the relations that led to conception. Amalei Rabbi Mana, minan shama Rabbi hadam milsa, amalei min Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Mana asked, from who did you hear this? And he said, from Rabbi Abba. Makav, I should say to Rabbi Bar, Tamanu Amma Shnia Hu Akasa Uba, Shnia Hi Leidosai, Bahacha Hu Amma Achein. The Gemara asked that Rabbi Abba contradicts himself. There he said that recognizing the fetus is unlike his birth, birth does not require 4 months, and here he says, so. Re'abba ba'azutra, mishem Shmuel, kol shehu ba'arbe, harehu ba'arbe. Re'abba ba'azutra, quoting Shmuel, said, Hashem told Chava, harbe, arbe, in Bereshis Perek, Gimel Pasuk Tezayin, whatever is in harbe, which is a gematria of 212, means 7 months, with 3 days for the semen to be absorbed. Arbe, which means not applying, applies to it. The baby can survive. Rav Chiya ba'Ashi was sitting in front of Rav. He thought he was alarmed, and he asked him the reason. Amalei, chamalti ma'avo v'hi boi meled v'ana boi ma'avo'asa d'loin mitzdanen. Rav Chiya said that my donkey is pregnant and it needs to give birth, and I must mate a male with it, lest it get cold. Amalei, emasai ala ala hazacha. Amalei, be in plan. V'chashav, amalei, Bayahi ad Kadoin, Natani Kane, Hapechesis, Ena Pechesis, Mia Mais Halavona, and Mesephis, Ena Mesephis, Ali Mesahama. Rav asked him, when did it mate with a male? And he said, on day Pliny. Rav said it needs to wait more days until it gives birth, because it was taught that the least gestation is a lunar year, and the longest is not more than a solar year. Mosei to Yeshua, Pliga, Damra Bishu Ben Levi, Vikoris, Shel Antoninus, Haisa, Oiboa, Vahobiu, Chel Beisrebi, Mimena, Shforim, Vyeshmehem, Shiyoldu, Achshav, Vyeshmehem, Shiyoldu, Achazman. Rabbi Shua's teaching disagrees with this. Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught that Antoninus' bulls were passing by and mated with the cows of Rabbi's house. Some of them gave birth now after incomplete months, and some gave birth afterwards. Kan Rabbehema to Meir, become Rabbehema to Hera. The Gemara answers, this refers to tummy animals, and this refers to Torah animals, means their time is not fixed. But Rav and Rabbi Shua ben Levi don't argue, and a donkey does have a fixed time. V'haksiv, edat eis ledes yale sela, choylel ayalois tishmot, tispar yurachim, timalena, v'yadata es lidtana. The Gemara asks a question from a pasuk in Iyov, perek lamates, psukim aleph and beis. It says, do you know the time for the mountain goats to give birth? Do you wait for the hinds to calve? Do you count the months when they will be filled? And do you know the time of their birth? The question being that a Yael is a Tahor animal, and it has a fixed time for gestation. Amalei, Chaya Tahira ke Behema Tameya. The answer is, a Tahor Chaya is like a Tame Behema, its time is not fixed.